这人生一切能够享的福，没有一样我们能够保留得住。
For none of the good things that you have in this lifetime, you get to keep.
都是虚空的。
They're all but emptiness.
不能叫我们真正得着满足。
None of them can satisfy you.
属地的物质，所有能给我们的。
All these physical things, what he can provide for you.
许多人他可能住在一个非常豪华的房子里面。
For some people, they may live in an awesome house.
但他里面没有平安。
But in the house, there's no peace.
人想要得着喜乐，却得不着。
People want joy and happiness, but they will never get it.
今天只有来到主的面前。
But today, there's only one way, is through the Lord.
主他自己，他是我们的平安。
For the Lord, he himself is our peace.
他是我们真正的喜乐。
He himself is our joy.
我们知道在过年的时候很多人都贴着一个字叫做福。
And we know that during Chinese New Year, we always use the word 福 blessings.
那这个是世人所想望所追求的。
Blessings are always what worldly people are looking for.
但是我们也知道除了主以外没有真正的福。
But we know that besides Christ, there's no true blessings.
约伯记有一句话告诉我们说，你要认识神就得平安。
Book of Job, it says, you now and be with at peace with him, thereby good will come to you.
福气也必临到你。
Thereby good will come to you.
我们一起来读以弗所书第一章第三节。
Book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样
礼物。
我们的主他在基督里面，他赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Now in Christ we are now given every spiritual blessing.
神他要把这么大的一个福来赐给我们。
God wanted us to have this great blessing.
叫我们来领受。
So that we may receive.
这个福远远超过所有属地的祝福。
And these blessings that God can give is far better than any good things you can have.
这个福在基督耶稣里面赐给我们的。
Because these blessings is in Christ.
神将他的儿子赐下来。
God has given us his one and only son.
今天我们说这天上所有属灵的祝福。
So that now every spiritual blessing.
它不是属地的。
No.Earthly blessings,
不是属物质的
not physical blessings.
我们知道地上的不过都是短暂的。
We all know that things of this earth are for a temporal time.
神赐给我们的是永远的。
But what wants to give us is eternal.
早前我们在这里一起，我们来认识什么是这样宝贵天上所有属灵的祝福。
So this morning, let us realize and understand what it means to have every spiritual blessing.
以弗所书和哥罗西书，很多时候我们说这是圣经中最高启示的两卷。
The book of Ephesians and the book of Colossians are the two books together are the greatest the climax of the Bible.
以弗所书讲到教会是基督的身体。
The book of Ephesians says that the church is the body of Christ.
哥罗西书说到基督是教会的元首。
And the Colossians says that Christ is the head of the church.
所以这么大的福。
So these great spiritual blessing.
神赐下来。
God's given us.
不是为着我们个人来享受。
It is not for your individual enjoyment.
所以我们来读这些福的时候，我们要认识到说，是为着他的身体，是为着他的教会。
So understand in these few verses, it tells us that the blessings are for you to be part of the church.
他在第四节告诉我们说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。下一章好。
Verse 4 says, Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him.
这个幻灯片换不了是吧？第四节。
It's on your program sheet.
OK, 好。在创立世界以前，他在基督里拣选了我们。
Before the creation of the world, we were chosen.
所以我们看见说神的拣选。
So we know that the choosing of God,
那个时间是在创立世界以前。
The time took place before the foundation of the world.
因为他爱我们。
In love, because he loves us.
他的爱是永远的爱。
Because his love is for eternity.
是永远不改变的。
A never changing love.
然后他有一个荣耀的目的。
And he has a destiny.
叫我们成为圣洁
The purpose for choosing us is that we can be holy and blameless. And every time when we preach the gospel, there will usually end with a calling. We would ask and invite,
有没有人愿意相信接受耶稣基督成为你的救主？
If anyone is willing to accept Christ as your Savior.
很多时候我们有好多的预备一次福音聚会。
A lot of times you put up a lot of preparation for a gospel meeting.
好多的祷告。
Lots of prayers before.
很诗班的练习。
The practice of the worship team.
信息。
Putting together the sermon.
但是最关键的。
But the most important thing.
是要朋友们他们愿意相信接受耶稣基督成为他的救主。
Is that there's actually someone who is willing to accept Christ as their Savior.
这是最好的礼物。
Because that is the greatest gift.
我们都盼望人能够得着。
A gift that we want people to accept.
所以在邀请的时候, 好像是这些朋友们,他们需要做一个决定,是不是?
So when you invite them, they have to make a choice.
是他们在那一个时刻,他愿意或者他不愿意。
Is that at that time, are they willing to come or not?
在我们基督徒每一次做见证,我们也会分享到,在那一次,我受感动,我把心打开,我愿意相信。
And at times, a lot of Christians, when we give testimonies on how we are saved, we would say, there's that one time when I was touched and I was saved.
就告诉我们说, 凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
And the Lord says that whoever is carrying a heavy burden, come to me.
是看你愿不愿意来到主的这里。
It's up to you if you're willing to come to Him.
凡口渴的你可以来这里喝。
Whoever is thirsty, come drink.
凡相信的,
whoever believes,
接待他的,
accept Him.
他赐他们权柄能够做神的儿女。
Then now they will be given the grant to be called sons of God.
所以当我们讲到说, 他在创世以前, 在基督里就已经拣选了我们。
So here it says, for He chose us in Him before the creation of the world.
不是我们在这个时候做的拣选吗?
Didn't you ask, that's a choice that I just made?
还是神在老早以前, 他早就预定好了。
Or did He make that choice for me a long time ago?
所以有一位弟兄他就分享,
so there's a brother and he shared.
他说你还没得救之前, 你预备要进到这个救恩的城墙里面。
And he says that before you were saved, you're just preparing yourself to walk through the wall.
你看到一个门,
and you saw a door.
在上面呢, 写的就是我们刚刚讲的, 凡愿意的, 你凡相信的。
And the door says that whoever is willing to accept,
是我们需要做一个决定。
You have to now make a choice.
这是我们神给我们一个自由的意思。
That's the free mind, the free will that we have from God.
你愿不愿意接受?
你愿不愿意相信? Are you willing to accept? Are you willing to believe?
那一天你说, 感谢主, 我愿意相信, 我接受他做我的救主。
And on that day, you may say that, hey, I choose to believe and I accept.
他为我在十字架上所付的代价，今天将我能够赎回来，能够归给神。
I believe that He paid the price for me on the cross. He died for me, so now I come to Him.
那一天我们从这个门救恩的门之后，我们就进去了。
And on that day, you choose to walk through that door.
原本是局外人的，是无份无关的。
Before I was an outsider.
一下子我们成为神家里的人。
All of a sudden, you walk through the door, you are part of the family.
你进门了，你回头一看。
And once you walked into the door, you turn back and you look.
看到这一节讲的，他在创世以前。 在基督里拣选了我们。
Then you see on the other side of the door, it says, for He chose you before the creation of the world.
因为神他是没有时间空间的限制。
Because you have to know that God is not bounded by time.
我们敬拜他, 我们感谢他。
So that's why we worship Him and thank Him.
他爱我们, 远在创世之前。
He loved you before He built the world.
这么大的恩典, 在时间里面, 竟然临到我们的身上。
And this great grace in this point of time has now come to you.
他拣选我们有一个荣耀的目的。
He chose you for a glorious destiny.
叫我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So that you may become holy and blameless.
我们知道我们来到主的面前。
And we also know that when we come before the Lord,
我们说主啊，你流的宝血今天将我们的罪洗净。
You say that it is because of your blood, our sin is now cleansed.
赦免我们一切的罪。
You have now forgiven all my sins.
但是我们自己也承认。
But we also need to confess.
我们怎么 变成是圣洁没有瑕疵。
How do we then become holy and blameless?
我们还有多少的缺陷？
Today, I still have a lot of bad things.
但是这是神拣选我们的目的。
But then, you know, that's why God chose you.
我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So that you can become holy and blameless.
如果我们讲说，看到有一个人，你称赞他说，哎，你的右眼特别的美丽。
If you met someone and said that your right eye is really pretty,
我想我们不会这么做的。
I don't think that's a compliment at all.
那如果他是左眼有缺陷的，那你说这个就不完全，对不对？
Are you then saying that his left eye doesn't match his right eyes?
今天神要得着的
，What God wants to receive,
还不是哪一个肢体是圣洁没有瑕疵
，Is not any particular perfect body part.
就我们讲说以弗所书，他特别让我们认识到教会是基督的身体。
So that's why the book of Ephesians.The church is the body of Christ.
他要得着他的教会是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
God wants his church to be holy and blameless.
他在身体的当中。
So that in this body,
所以圣经特别告诉我们那不体面的要特别加上体面。
So that's why the Bible says that whoever is still falling short, help them.
那今天是每一个肢体都是非常非常的重要。
And each of this body part is as important as the other.
因为神是要得着他荣耀的教会。
Because what God wants is this completion of body.
那今天他正在制作我们。
And today he is working on us.
我们想说他的拣选是因为他用永远的爱爱了我们。
So that know that he chose you due to his eternal love.
那这一个爱还要把我们一直爱到他永远心意的里面。
And this love will last forever.
成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
For you to be holy and blameless.
在第五节
Verse five,
我们一起来读一下
together,
又因爱我们就爱着自己一己所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督和儿子的名分所以我们刚刚讲说我们相信我们接受他成为我们的救主
So we just said that once you choose to believe that he is to be your personal savior
我们就得着一个权柄我们做神的儿女
Then now you have this sovereignty to be called son of God.
这是一件太大的事情。
This is indeed a great thing.
原本是外人是客旅。
You started off as an outsider, a foreigner.
今天我们成为神家里的人。
But yet today you get to be part of his household.
我们成为神的儿女。
You get to be called sons and daughters of God.
我们整个身份改变了。
Your whole position has transformed.
但是在这边他不是讲到给我们说只是一个得做儿女的这样的一个身份。
So here it is actually more than just becoming sons and daughters.
他要我们得着儿子的名分。
He actually wants to adopt us as a son.
所以我们知道说，在当时候希腊风俗。
We know that during that the Hebrew heritage.
那父亲呢，他对他的儿女呢有很大的权力。
Father has.All the authority over their sons and daughters.
儿女呢是没有什么资格，你开始就能够承受父亲的产业。
Sons and daughters, are to receive the inheritance.
好，等到你的孩子长大了。
But yet they have to wait until they're all grown up.
他们经过一个手续。
Until they pass a process.
然后你得着儿子的名分。
Then you are officially named the son.
好，可以承受产业。
Then you get to have the inheritance.
弟兄姐妹，神不是叫我们就是仅仅的得救而已。
Brothers and sisters, God wants to save you more than just barely saving.
他说为我们预备天上各样属灵的福气。
He said he has now prepared for you all the spiritual blessings.
远远超过我们不过是得救而已。
Blessings that is far greater than just you being saved.
曾经有一个人，别人送他一张迪士尼的乐园的票。
There was a time that this person received a gift. It's a ticket to Disneyland.
那他非常的高兴。
And he was joyous.
哇，这么好一件事情就临到他了。
He said, "Wow, I got a ticket to Disneyland."
啊，他就去迪士尼乐园。
So he went.
然后呢，他进去了。
And he walked in.
啊，这张票真的是让他可以进去。
And he said, "Indeed, this ticket works."
啊，他就在那里非常的高兴。
So he was beyond himself.
那高兴到他都没有去。任何一样这个好玩的事情。
But he was so happy that he did not visit the park at all.
等到 最后他出来了。
And at the time it closed, he walked out.
人家问他迪士尼乐园到底怎么样啊？
And people asked him, how great was Disneyland?
我不知道，我就是很高兴我进去了。
And he said, I had no idea. All I did was I walked through the gate.
弟兄姐妹，当我们蒙恩得救了。
Brothers and sisters, now that you're saved.
很多时候当然我们欢喜快乐。
Of course we're joyous and beyond ourselves.
常常唱那首诗歌，我是个罪人蒙主恩。
And we often sing of that song, I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
这是我身份荣要归给神。
This is my story, glory to God.
但是我们不能停在这里。
But that's not where we stop.
他要我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
He wants us to be holy and blameless.
神要我们长大。
God wants us to grow up.
叫我们得着儿子的名分。
So that we can be adopted as sons.
我们能够承受产业。
So that we may receive his inheritance.
今天我们的生命有没有在成长？
Today, is your life a growing life?
有时候我们跟人家讲说我得救几年了。
Now, sometimes you will tell other people, I've been saved for whatever years.
越讲越不好意思。
And then you may feel ashamed.
很多弟兄姐妹他得救第一年就说哇真是哇这个长得这么好。
And then maybe it's your first year and people can see you growing.
从完全不信从他生命有一个很大的改变。
From a non-believer, now you transform into a believer.
但是我们呢
But what about you?
有时候我一讲，信主五十年了。
Sometimes I say I believe in the Lord for 50 years.
好像只有这个数字，好像是一个夸口一样。
Only the number really doesn't mean anything.
但是生命有没有真正的长大呢
？When the number means nothing, how is your life?
求主怜悯我们。
So ask mercy from the Lord.
当我们看见神所给我们天上各样属灵的福气
，When you now see all the spiritual blessings waiting for you,
他要给我们儿子的名分
，He wants to adopt you as a son.
我们要得着儿子的名分
，And we want to receive this adoption.
我们有没有一个把握到那一天身体得赎
？Are you sure that one day your body will be redeemed?
我们的灵得救，在我们相信就得救了。
Your spirit is saved when you believe, yes.
但是儿子的名分要我们承受产业。
Yet the inheritance itself through the sonship.
这些产业就在我们今天每一个环境里面，其实神要我们来得着。
Know that this inheritance is what you choose to need to have every decision you make.
他制作我们，他改变我们。
He is working on you and he is transforming you.
他叫我们的生命被他来成全
，so that your life can be made perfect，
能够长大
，so that you may grow，
神正在预备我们
，God is now working on you。
我们不要轻看我们所遇见每一个环境
，so don't belittle any little things you encounter。
每一个遭遇
，everything you face，
我们要知道神正在每一个机会里面，他在改变我们。
Know that each opportunity that God is transforming you.
我们带着一个渴慕的心，求主他的心意能够成就。
So bring with you the heart of thirst, so that God's will can work through you.
第六节讲到说，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
Verse 6 says, to the praise of the glory of His grace.
这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
Which He freely bestowed on us in the beloved.
在爱子里面，我们得着的。是恩典。
Through the Son, we have grace.
不是我们有什么好。
Not that we are good by ourselves.
不是我们的努力。
Not how hard we have worked.
当我们想说神他的拣选。
When you think that God's choosing,
他拣选世上愚拙的。
He chose the foolish ones.
他拣选世上软弱的。
He chose the weaker ones.
他拣选世上卑贱的。
He chose the humble ones.
无有的。
The ones who got nothing.
我们说他拣选了我们
And he chose us.
这是一个太大的恩典
That's his grace.
所以得救是本乎恩
So, salvation itself is based on grace.
也因着信
Through faith.
不是在于我们的行为
Not what you have done.
因为我们没有一个人靠着自己我们能够达到神他在我们身上所预定的那个旨意
Because none of us will ever make his mark.
世人都犯了罪
For we are all sinners.
亏缺了神的荣耀
We all fall short of His glory.
我们达不到
And we could never reach the mark.
所以神的儿子为我们来
So that's why God sent His Son.
我们说这是太大的恩典
And that's His grace.
我们感谢赞美他
And we thank you for His grace.
不在于我们的行为
Not for what work we have done,
是在于恩典,
but through His grace.
那今天这么大属灵的福气,
and today, all the spiritual blessings
只要我们成为圣洁,
is for us to be holy and blameless,
让我们得着儿子的名分,
so that we may be adopted as sons.
我们蒙恩得救,
we know that when we are saved, it's all by grace.
但是弟兄姐妹, 今天, 我们每一个时刻经历这一个恩典带我们走过一生的路程。
But brothers and sisters, know that this grace is with you every moment when you walk this path of life.
这个恩典是要神他自己的荣耀能够得着称赞。
And this grace is so that you can glorify God.
所以你说我要爱主。
So you said that I am going to love God.
很多时候你想要爱主,但是你说我怎么搞得里面那个爱火起不来。
You may want to love God and you try to love God, but you can't find a way to love God.
不是我们自己定义我就能够爱主。
It's not what you set your mind to do, then you get to do it.
哦,这是神极大的恩典临到我们身上。
But it's through God's grace.
每次我们能够让他的爱充满我们。
It's when you get to be filled by His love.
我们爱是因为他先爱了我们。
Know that you know how to love because He first loved you.
弟兄姐妹,这是何等的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, that's part of His grace.
今天不是我今天表现得好,我才觉得说神爱我。
Today it's not because everything is going great for you, that's why God loves you.
他爱我们。
For He loves you.
就像你还没得救的时候,
just like even before you were saved.
主在我们还在最终的时候, 他已经爱了我们。
When you were deep in sin, He loved you.
今天多少时候我们自己都觉得何等的羞愧。
So how often times we even feel ashamed of ourselves?
还是说我们不喜欢自己。
And you, I don't even like myself no more.
但是神他没有改变,
but God's love doesn't change.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
He will still love you until the end.
我们可以让他的爱充满在我们的里面。
So what you need to do is just be filled by His love.
弟兄姐妹,这是恩典。
Brothers and sisters, for this is grace.
我们想要奔跑来追求他。
You want to run faster to pursue Him.
今天不是靠着我们自己能够做到。
Know that it's not something you get to choose to do.
我们认识何等的恩典。
But what you need to do is recognize the grace.
是他一路的宝宝怀揣我们。
Recognize that it is Him holding you through this path.
他在扶持着我们。
It is Him who is pushing you.
所以保罗讲说你的恩典够用。
So that's why Paul says that your grace is sufficient for me.
在人的软弱上显得完全。
It is through my weakness that your grace shows perfection.
我们要感谢主这么大的恩典。
So thanks to Him, how great of His love.
那这个恩典在他儿子的里面已经赐下来。
This grace is now given to us through His Son.
第七节讲到说,我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
In Him, we have redemption through His blood.
过犯得以赦免。
The forgiveness of our trespasses.
乃是照他丰富的恩典。According
to the riches of His grace.
神把他的儿子, 他赐下他独生的爱子。
Now God has given us His only Son.
他这边特别讲到说, 借着爱子的血。
And here it says that it is redemption through His blood.
我们都知道保险, 它的意义, 它的价值, 乃在于生命, 在血的里面。
We know that the meaning of blood itself is that blood contains life.
所以当人看见主他的血流下来,
so when people see that Christ's blood is dripping,
以赛亚书告诉我们说, 他将他的生命,他的命为我们倾倒出来。
In the book of Isaiah, it says that He has now poured out His life for us.
因为生命在血的里面。
Because blood contains life.
那这个血是神儿子的血。
And this blood is the blood of God's Son.
耶稣基督的宝血。
The blood of Jesus Christ.
特别让我们认识到说, 他的生命是何等的超凡美丽。
Also, through that we see the extraordinary of His life.
他的生命美德能够胜过仇敌。
His life is so extraordinary and it overcomes the enemies.
他的生命远远超过律法的要求。
And His life is far greater than what the law can ever ask for.
所以神一看见, 他的儿子。
So now that's why when God sees his son,
神一见这个宝血，
when God sees his blood,
神的公义的要求满足了，
then his requirement of righteousness is now satisfied.
他就越过我们，他就不来审判。
So that's why now he may bypass us and not judge us.
这是一个何等大的福气！
Not judge us to who we are. That's the blessing.
今天我们可以坦然无惧来到施恩宝座的面前。
So that's why through his blood we can come to his throne.
我们可以来到神的面前与神来相会。
We get to now come before God and meet God.
因为爱子的血，
because his blood.
我们得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
That are we have forgiveness of sins and our transgressions.
曾经有一个主日学的老师，
There was a Sunday school teacher.
他在教他的学生，
And he was teaching.
那天正好他讲到说，我们的神是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能的神。
He was describing how God knows everything, he is everywhere. And the third one.
无所不能。
And almighty.
那天呢，有一个小朋友他就举手。
That day, one of the kids raised his hand.
他说：“老师啊，我知道有一件事神是不能做的。”
And he said that I know there's one thing God can't do.
那老师说很讶异啊，神是无所不能的。
And the teacher said, No, God is Almighty.
哪有什么事情他不能做的
？There's nothing he cannot do.
那个小朋友说啊，他说神今天不能透过耶稣基督的宝血再来救查我的罪。
So the little kid said that now God can no longer judge me.Because now I am covered by Christ's blood.
我们感谢主。
And thanks to the Lord.
今天救恩已经完成了。
Today His salvation is completed.
神他的公义要求已经满足了。
His requirement of holiness is now satisfied.
所以他一看见这个血，
So that's why now when he sees Christ's blood,
他的心满足了。
He is now satisfied.
他就越过我们。
He can now bypass who we were.
就像我们看见出埃及记，他们出埃及，他们过月。
Just like in the book of Exodus, when they have the Passover.
今天我们说，这是一个大的恩典临到我们的身上。
That is the grace that we have now received.
我们得蒙救赎。
That we are now saved.
过犯得以赦免。
And our sins are forgiven.
我们最后一起读一下第十一节和第十二节。
Lastly, verse 11 and 12.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是大卫随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们的首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。他这边讲到说得着基业。
Here it says we are predestined for his inheritance.
今天我们要得着神，他是我们的基业。
We are going to receive God as our inheritance.
他是我们的产业。
He is our inheritance.
今天神呢，他也要得着我们，成为他的产业。
And on the flip side, God is also receiving us as his inheritance.
很多人在抚养儿女的时候，特别生了孩子，我们都会送他一节经节。
A lot of times when, I guess parents, they will give these one words to their children.
儿女是耶和华所赐的什么产业？
It says that your children are the inheritance given to you by Christ.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
Children are the inheritance God has given you.
但是我想每一个父母都知道。
But I think all the parents know.
你经历过了抚养儿女的这个过程。
When you get past the time that raising a child.
他们并不是真的属于你的。
You know that they don't really belong to you.
是也许你只有一段的时间。
You know that there's a certain amount of time.
好像在这段时间的里面，你有这样的一个机会。
And it is only during that certain amount of time that you have the chance.
父母怎么样来抚养他们的孩子？
You have a chance to actually raise this child.
但是什么才是真正的产业呢？
But what is then the true inheritance?
很多的父母回头一看。
And children or parents, when they look back,
也许有许多的眼泪。
Maybe there's a lot of tears.
也许有许多的伤心。
Maybe there's a lot of sorrow.
有很多的父母那个心好像被撕碎一样。
Parents, a lot of times brokenhearted.
你有没有从这个过程里面你得着产业？
Now, did you receive truly your inheritance during this tough time?
真正的产业，基督是我们的产业。
The true inheritance is Christ Himself.
所以我们说主在各样的环境量给我们。
Christ has measured your environment for you.
是他的恩典。
By his grace.
是他荣耀的心意。
By his glorious will.
他正在制作我们。
For he is now conforming.
正在改变我们。
Molding.
正在建造我们。
Building.
要得着一个荣耀的教会。
So that you may become part of this glorious church.
我们说他赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
We have talked about all these spiritual blessings.
然后我们认识了。
And now we know them.
我们里面真是向主说主我感谢你。
That in us we should now come with a heart of thankfulness.
这是何等的恩典。
How great is his grace.
主把一个信心要赐给我们。
That Lord is now given for us this faith.
那这个信心需要我们里面先有一个看见。
But this faith started with an enlightenment in you.
所以保罗他是要讲到这么大的启示，他说你们要求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
So Paul says that you have to ask for the spirits that have wisdom.
叫我们能够真的来认识主，来知道主。
So that through that spirit you may get to truly know God.
我们真的知道说。主他来的日子是何等的近。
So make no mistake, the time of the Lord is soon.
所以在这一段时间是他给我们的机会。
And this is not the short time that we still have.
叫我们真是愿意来追求。
So that we may still pursue him.
更多把自己交在恩主的手里面。
And to give yourself to him.
让他来爱我们。
So that he can love you.
让他在我们身上得着主权。
So that he can help you take sovereignty.
让他能够来改变我们。
So that he may conform you.
那我们知道在圣经里面路加福音第21章。
We know that in Luke 21,
主耶稣告诉他们有一个时候要来到。
Jesus told them that there will be a time.
那他讲到说民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
He said that the country will fight countries, nation fight nations, people fight people.
好像有好多事情在发生。
Many, many things are happening at once.
有地震。
There will be earthquake.
有饥荒。
There will be a famine.
有瘟疫。
There will be lots of disease.
啊，从去年九月份开始，当我们看见那张是澳洲的一张图哈。
Since last September, one of the maps is Australia.
我们知道澳洲一直到现在那个大火还没有结束。
You know that the fire in Australia is still not put out.
有2600万英亩。的土地被焚烧。
26,000 acres.
Yeah.
The whole continent is being burned.
那超过10亿的动物呢，在火中死亡。
More than a billion animals died.
在下面那个是今年我们看见在非洲那个蝗虫的灾害非常的厉害。
Oh, and then the bottom picture you can see it is the locust attacking Africa.
那个数字我不知道他怎么算的，3600亿个蝗虫。
A lot of locusts.
他一天呢能够吃掉2500人的粮食。
Each day they consume food for 2,500 humans.
好像我们说这是一个什么时代了。
You can see what time of time we're living in.
那怎么我们在圣经里面，在出埃及啊，在很早的这些，你看见什么蝗虫之灾，对不对？
In the Bible, back in the old times, you see the locusts, you see the famine, you see the fire.
但是今天你说，为什么还有这么严重的灾害，超过以往的？
Can't you see today we're seeing disasters that are worse than before?
当然，大家也非常的熟悉，我们都亲身好像在这个当中，就是武汉的疫情。
And of course, we all know the coronavirus.
那这样子，你看见人以为他们能够胜天。
So people think that they can overcome the world.
人好像正在觉得说我做什么事情都非常有把握的时候。
Men think that they can do it all.
但是我们看见说当这个世界这件事情发生那件事情发生。
When you look around the world, when this happens and when that happens,
是不是今天人能够醒悟过来。
When will men wake up?
属地的不过是短暂的。
All the earthly things are for a short time.
全世界握在恶者的手下。
This whole world is in the palm of the enemy.
全世界握在恶者的手下。
This whole world is held by devil.
神没有这样灾祸的意念。
For God does not want to give us woes and bad things.
他只有赐恩的意念。
He only wants to give us His blessing.
当他许可，有许多事情的发生。
But He let all these things happen.
神何等的盼望，人里面是能够醒悟过来。
Because God is hoping that we will wake up from all these things.
转向主，来寻求主。
Turn to Him and know Him.
我听说今天好像，因为呢，我们那边有年轻人哈，在这两天呢，急着买机票，想尽办法要赶快回来。
Because there are some youngsters over there in the Pomona Church, I think some of them are still trying to come back to the States.
好像今天超过几点钟，那个门就关了哈，他们就回不来了。
I think today this is the last day that people from China may still come to the U.S.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道说现在是恩典的时代。
Brothers and sisters, this is still the age of grace.
当人只要你愿意，你相信，你都可以进来。
If you're still willing, there's still time.
但是有一天，主耶稣要再来。
But there is one day when Christ comes back.
恩典的门要关上了。
And that door will shut.
今天是我们的机会。
Today is your time.
今天我们要传扬福音。
Today is the time for you to go spread that gospel.
今天我们要起来祷告。
Today is the time for you to stand up and pray.
我们求主先得着我们。
So ask the Lord to first take us in.
我们先回转。
So that we may repent.
我们先来到他的殿中。
That we may first come to his house.
我们向他呼求。
And praise him.
让他的旨意能够通行在教会的里面。
So that his will may flow through his church,
然后教会能够成为他的见证
so that his church can be his testimony,
能够影响这个世界
to make a difference in this world.
是的，就有许多的灾难
Yes, there are many, many disasters.
有许多当人看了心惊，看着觉得会害怕的事情
There are many bad news that will scare you.
但是主叫我们眼目转眼来注视他
But our Lord says that set your sight on him.
我们相信他是我们的救主
Believe that he is your savior.
他是创造宇宙万有的主宰
He is the one who created it all.
他受了鞭伤叫我们得着医治
He was whipped so that we may be healed.
他受了刑罚叫我们得着了平安
He was punished so that we may have peace.
主要我们转眼来仰望他
He now asks us to set our eye on him.
今天的日期非常的特别
Today is a special day.
叫做什么 ?2020, 然后呢 ,0202。
Today is 2020 February 2.
在冬令会的时候有讲到说 ,2020, 那今天在美国我们说 ,2020 是讲到你的 vision, 你的视力是最好的视力。
Now we say that 2020 is the best eyesight you can have.
那0202呢这个视力恐怕就不太好。
And 0202 is probably not so good.
我们求主让我们的眼睛能够看见。
So now we should ask the Lord to let us see.
今天眼睛肉眼看到的不过是暂时的。
Today, what your physical eyes can tell you are all temporal.
不过是短暂的。
Things that will go away.
不过是必朽坏的。
Things that will perish and be away.
但是我们求主让我们有一个属灵的眼光。
But ask the Lord to actually open our spiritual eyes.
看见那个荣耀的。
So that we may see eternity.
那个不朽坏的。
We may see things that don't perish.
我们看见他赐给我们是天上各样属灵的福气。
All these spiritual blessings that are waiting for you.
他不是讲到属地的这一切。
It's not talking about any of those earthly things.
求主给我们一个属灵的眼光
，Ask the Lord to open our spiritual sight，
让我们看见了
，so that when we see，
我们经过无论是怎么样的环境
，so it doesn't matter what environment encounter you may have，
无论是高山，无论是低谷
，good things， good times or bad times，
但是我们的眼目注视在主的身上
，set your sights on the Lord，
我们知道这一个世界将要过去的。
Know that this world will pass away soon.
但是主为我们预备的是超过我们所求所想的。
But what the Lord has prepared for you is way better than what you know.
他要我们起来祷告。
And so now he asks you to pray.
他得着我们在世界上是盐是光。
So that he may make you his salt and light in this world.
我们得着了一个何等大的福分。
Because now we have this blessing.
今天我们也要把这个福分能够传扬出去。
And today it is your turn to pass this on.
人生所能够得着最好的福
The best blessings you can ever have.
我想最近很多的时候你真的是明白了哈。 没有能够保留得住的。
And I think during these bad times, you truly should recognize that there's nothing you can hold on to.
人的生命何等的脆弱, 何等的短暂。
Your life is such weak and short.
不是那么的虚空。
All but emptiness.
今天你就算得着了属地的一切,
Today, let's just say you have everything you want on earth.
人的里面还是没有满足。
You will never be satisfied.
我们需要来到主的面前,
so come to the Lord.
认识主给我们的福分,
know the spiritual blessings that's waiting for you.
祂赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气,
He has all these spiritual blessings.
我们再来唱这首人生的福,
Let us sing our song again.
弟兄姐妹, 叫我们真的是在主的面前,
Brothers and sisters, before the Lord,
我们里面有一个更深的渴慕,
have this spiritual thirst.
我们愿意得着,
So that you may receive Himself.
更多得着他的自己,
to receive Him some more.
得着他成为我们的一切,
to receive Him until He is your all.
知道我们说, 主啊, 有你够了,
until you can proclaim that you are all I need.
我不知道今天在我们当中有没有福音朋友,
I don't know if there's any gospel friends among us today.
在一生中你得着最好的, 最宝贵的, 就是认识主耶稣,
but I can tell you that the most precious things you ever have in your life is Christ Himself.
就是得着主耶稣,
is to receive Christ.
当我们来唱这首诗歌的时候,
so now when we sing this song,
你愿意得着耶稣基督,
if you're willing to accept Christ,
你可以站起来唱,
stand up and sing the song with us.
你愿意更多得着他,
if you want Him some more,
得着他成为我们的一切,
receive Him so much that He becomes your all.
你也可以站起来唱,
Then stand up and sing with us too. Together.